I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Earlier today, we spoke about the election of California Assemblywoman Laura Richardson to the U.S. Congress, and she joins us now. Laura, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Farai, for having me.
Yeah, congratulations. And what was last night like for you?
It was pretty amazing, given that it was a dream come true, something I've always wanted to do since I was about 6 years old. So I just feel very grateful and thankful.
Of course, the Congresswoman who held the seat, Juanita Millender McDonald, someone who seems to have mentored you. What was her legacy?
You know, the Congresswoman, she also started as a council member and worked her way up, but more recently as a congressional member, she was very instrumental in the fight against AIDS and HIV, particularly within the minority community. She was very instrumental with the small business community as well. But just, I think, really a leader in terms of African-American women and getting us really focused on moving forward.
The district that you represent contains some of the ongoing debates about diversity in California, African Americans and Latinos. You represent one of many African American political leaders in the area, but the seat was also contested by someone who's Latina. How important is it for you now to reach out to the Latino community in your district?
Well, it's not a matter of reaching out because I always have. Since I've been on the city council and now in the assembly, I've always represented a district where African Americans were the minority. So this isn't something new. When I look to serve, I look to serve all of those that I represent. Now, I am African American and I have a particular background that I think brings me with certain things that I might be more concerned about or have a greater knowledge about. But I work just as hard on Cambodian issues as I do Filipino issues, as I do Latino issues. And unfortunately, I really think as African-American leaders, if we're going to be successful, we have to really show that we have the ability to represent everyone. And I think as the public sees us representing everyone, we can begin to quell the fire that exists in our community.
So when you think there's the issues of diversity, but on a broader level, what are the challenges that you're going to face? For example, in many of the areas that you represent, like Compton, education is a huge issue. How much influence do you think you can have in Congress on an issue like that?
Well, we have a whole lot of influence because we hold the checkbook. And when you're sending money down, a lot of local representatives, school boards, et cetera, will come to us and say, well, we want money for this, we want money for that. One thing I'm known for is that if someone comes to me and they want something in return. And what I want in return is for them to address the issues that I have from the community. But, you know, it's interesting you brought up education. I would say the most biggest issues facing us right now today, and number one on my list, is reopening the Martin Luther King Hospital. We've got to make sure that this community has affordable and accessible health care. No one's asking for health care for health care's sake, but we want quality and accessible health care. The other thing is, in this community, we just had the takeover, basically, of Compton College. So things that many leaders worked on for 30 years, we're finding are slipping away. So I have tremendous challenges in all of those areas, but I think it really speaks to, with new leadership, with new focus and a direction, we can stave off what's been happening that's alarming to many people.
Well, Congresswoman Millender McDonald had a lot of seniority and got one of the many leadership positions that members of the Congressional Black Caucus had after Democrats took power back. Are you concerned that as a freshman, you will be coming in on the ground level and that you might not have as much of a voice in a very volatile time?
No. Coming into the assembly as an assembly member, I came in as assistant speaker pro tem. That's fourth in charge in the eighth largest economy in the world. To me, it's kind of from the biblical verse of your gift will make room for you. I find if you work hard, if you show people you're serious about what you're doing and you can speak intelligently and you're willing to do the work and the research, people will respond to that. So it might take me a little while, but we'll hit the ground running.
What's your greatest dream for your district? What would you like to see it evolve into or benefit from?
My greatest dream would be to really see equality. And it's unfortunate that I would have to say that in 2007. But even today, we do not have equality, whether it's in terms of jobs, whether it's in terms of health care, whether it's in terms of prison reform, education. I could just go down the list. Environmental justice, we do not have equality. And so the same dream that Dr. Martin Luther King talked about really is, in my opinion, a dream, and we need to make it a reality.
If you had to sum up your philosophy in one sentence, about leadership, what would it be?
Results. How about one word?
One word. Results. All right. Well, Laura Richardson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Assemblywoman Laura Richardson won the special election last night to become Congresswoman of California's 37th District.